Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. How are you? How was your
good,
hot summer?
It was busy, man.
Driving around
it was
the
busy,
Midwest.
But, you know, like I said, I try not to complain, but it was busy this weekend.
Where did you go?
Chacho had 4 or 5 games this weekend.
God.
But that was at 3-2, so that's close. But.
Oh, the park. Okay. I thought you meant
then
the
time. Giro played at. Emporia State. So you had to get to 3-2, drive to Emporia, drive back.
And these games are in the middle of the day?
Yeah, man,
I mean, I would let the dogs out on Saturday and Sunday, and I was like, it is so hot out there. We were waiting until the sun went down to walk the dogs. We thought they would overheat. The humidity was like 65%.
It's really hot out there. I will say...
can't imagine running in the sun. Because baseball diamonds, too, in the middle of the day, I just think of them as like directly in the sun. Not under trees.
No.
Not under cover of any type.
The Emporia State games, I will say that they were on turf.
Okay.
And so I know turf is hotter. I get it. And it's hot out there. And by the way,
like it radiates
my
up?
Oldest is a catcher, and it grabs that sun,
okay.
And that turf just becomes
so it makes it feel hotter
and okay. That turf gets hot.
Yeah.
And he's a catcher, so I'm like, man, it has got to be hot out there, man. Ask people for water. But, and I think this is indigenous. You know what? I didn't have this growing up in Detroit when I played baseball. Now, it didn't get this hot in Detroit when I played baseball either. But... 3-2, which I like, is close, but everybody's played there. It's been around for, you know, I think, you know, if you were a kid and you're my age now, you probably played there, right? But those fields are dirt.
Okay.
And there's no trees around, really. And, man, when that Great Plains wind picks up in 100-degree weather and just blows gravel in your face for, like, as it spins around in circles for 10 minutes, just blowing kids and people in the stands with that hot, I'm like, I'm getting hit in the face with 150-degree dirt. It's miserable.
Like being sandblasted. Yeah.
But it's still like I wouldn't trade it for the world. But I feel like I would go turf if I was in
somewhere else.
Kansas City, just because of that blowing wind.
Oh, you would go turf because of the
that
the
blowing
dust
dirt
storms.
Problem.
I mean, look, it's always
just
been hot.
Swirling dirt like I've never seen it before.
I know that it was hot in the summer when I was a kid. I know that they, when we went back to school in August, we didn't get to go out to recess a lot of times because they said it's too hot. The first couple of weeks, they'd say we have to do indoor recess. It's too hot outside. So I know it's been hot. But there's something about all this talk about global warming for the last 25 years. And then every summer now, we get all these news stories about record-breaking heat. If you didn't tell me that, I might not fully notice. I might think, like, God, it is hot in June here. Because it's always been. But all this talk about breaking records, it makes me think we're going to have to move. Like, we're dying. The armadillos have already started moving north, right? And I know Snoke and I was telling him, he got me hooked on this history podcast, and I was telling him they were talking about back, you know, during the Frontiers days, that when there were the, you know, fights with the Native Americans and the settlers and everything, they were like, send all the Native Americans to the Great Plains because it's basically uninhabitable. Right. I was like, oh, great. That's where, you know, that's where they were like, just, they can have all that land because no one wants to live there. We can't live there. And
well, I mean, if you watch Yellowstone, this is where you just said, I can't, this part of the Midwest, at least according to Yellowstone, was where they were like, we can't make it any further.
That's
we're going to die.
Little House on the Prairie. Like, we're stopping here.
We're stopping here. I've lost 5 of my children.
Yeah.
I've started hooking up with this other lady who lost her entire family.
Yeah.
And we are going to live in this tent right here. We're building a village.
Right.
And the other people, then there's other people like, I'd rather die than stay here. And
I'm
they just kept
moving.
Going.
Right.
But apparently that's how Yellowstone was built, by people like, well, I can't go any further.
Well, I just wonder if I could trace back my lineage. Is there a great-great-grandparent somewhere in there who got free land? You know, for how many of us who live here, whose families are from the area, as far back as you know, did someone back in, you know, the 1800s, get a free piece of land? When Lincoln was like, hey, take it, were they like, okay, I'll take it? Because just driving around in the summertime, a few years ago, we were in Branson for, a weekend getaway. And I was like, how did people survive here before air conditioning? Like, I really don't, every summer they talk about people here dying who don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they didn't used to have air conditioning, so how did they survive?
They died.
And I looked it up, and it's like wraparound porches. And I'm like, that's not a good answer. I don't think the wraparound porch, you know, hammocks. I'm like, okay, but still, a lot of people wouldn't have
died. I'm sure plenty of people died.
Yeah, and something I'd never thought about before was in the South, there were people in the South, but there were no factory jobs. And like Detroit became this mecca because of the weather. Because you could build these factories and you could survive in there. You know, you heat it up in the winter and then in the summertime it's not so hot.
Right.
Once they came up with air conditioning, that's when states like Texas were like, yo, now you can build factories down here, which made sense.
Yep.
But I just never thought about it before. The point is, it's hot here. In my mind, it's getting hotter, but maybe I'm just being, you know...
Oh, I think it's hotter.
Manipulated by the media. I do know it doesn't seem to snow here very much anymore.
No.
And I thought it snowed a lot in the winter when I was a kid. And we have plenty of winter. Did it snow once this winter? I don't know. Like one real
not
snow?
Much.
I don't,
not
I don't,
much.
I don't think
much.
So. I know, you know what? A few years ago, we did have that winter where we got snow in December and January, and it was very cold for a while. But I just thought as a kid, and maybe I'm just misremembering, your childhood feels so long, but it was only a few years that you actually remember. Maybe those were just cold winters, but we had snow days. We fought snowball fights. We built snow forts in the yard.
Too. There's a chance we're remembering 6 years combined
into
one.
And we think, and we just think like, oh, well, that was, you know, all these years, there was all the snow. I know we had snow days during the winter. I know we went outside and played in the snow and built those forts. And I know that now it seems at least like... those days are fewer and further between, but I don't know. Maybe it's not that different. I really don't know. Anyhow,
like what the weather is in Detroit.
I'm gonna plug this fan in and get that turned on so that we don't melt in here, and then we can get started. Sound good?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, what's up?
Well, coming up, I was thinking I could share a little advice. Now, Laszlo, you've kind of shared this with me before because you learned this. From, I don't know, someone at work. I don't think so.
God damn it.
But, you know, you think about when you go for a new job, and they say, what do you want? But we're not giving you money. You know, that whole thing. Forget. Now, just don't even think about money. What else do you want? Is there anything else we can do other than pay you? And some people are like, pizza parties. Or some people are like, you know, get me a company car or a phone or whatever. There's some of those things. Yeah. There's some of those things.
We've had them tell us that before.
What's that? Every time. I feel like that's one of the things. Like, is there something else that you can think of, you know, try and sweeten the deal that doesn't involve just money?
A PT Cruiser.
Right. Lazo got it. He got the PT Cruiser. Now, was that a good decision, according to experts. Well,
probably not. Well, I mean, a PT Cruiser is probably never a good decision.
Well, that's, I guess.
But for me, I'm a different type of guy. Let's every situation in person is different. For me, it was glorious.
I think it was good for you, and I think we should just call it a car. Just say they gave you a car.
Everyone knows I love a PT Cruiser.
Well, I know you do. So for
I
you,
wish
it was
I had
a
PT Cruiser convertible now.
I know people still send them. I was looking at Instagram yesterday, and I had two more messages of people. I'm sure they send these pictures.
I can't
to you,
believe
one
that
of them was
I
lifted.
Just we can talk about it. I can't believe for all the years we've been on the air,
yeah.
And I've talked about wanting a PT Cruiser. That there's not a dealership somewhere
I know, it's
who has
sign.
A PT Cruiser that they're never going to sell.
Right.
They took it because they took it on a trade-in to sell somebody something else. That they don't just call us and say, hey, if you talk about our mm-hmm. dealership, we'll give you this PT Cruiser that literally we will never sell.
I know.
Like, to me, I get why people are like, we're not building you a pool, bro.
Of course.
But we're not going into the pantyhose business with you, right? Yeah. Like, we're not putting on a new roof, all those. But I'm positive there's a salesman somewhere right now looking at a PT Cruiser like,
you want
well, we could drive that over there right now if he just talked about our Chevy store.
Cheapest advertising ever. Right.
Right.
And you just want a convertible. And there are convertibles out there.
Right. And I take a non-convertible, but I'd haggle for the convertible.
Yeah, you wanted the convertible, but you'd take a regular one.
Right. But, the convertible would be much nicer.
Of course. And I know they're out there because I still see them occasionally. My brother drives a PT Cruiser. He drove it to my mom's house yesterday.
Mm.
So
is
I know
a convertible?
I know this. No, it's not. But the point is they're extremely reliable. And they're still on the road, is what I'm saying. You shouldn't have our time. They sold about a billion of those things. Some dealership somewhere else have one, and it's got to be one of those lots that's probably not even a big dealership. You know, it's like one of those lots that sells older, used cars that could use a little publicity, you know?
And even if you're like, well, I don't know if your advertising would work, what do you care?
Exactly.
Literally, it's
what are you
all
saying to lose?
No risk.
A PT Cruiser.
No risk, all reward.
Yes, exactly. It's too bad that, you know, SK Lawn or Dick Ray Heating and Cooling don't sell cars because you'd be in business.
Right.
You'd have a PT Cruiser. But when you're negotiating with your boss, I saw this article this morning. It's actually been posted a couple places. I choose to read it in the post because it's easier for me to read. But maybe something you should think about next time you are sitting down to negotiate a contract, something that maybe you shouldn't ask for, and I'll explain what it is and why.
The Church of Laszlo.
So you and I have certainly been in this position, and I'm sure we're not alone, where you're sitting down to negotiate a job or a contract or whatever, and they say, hey, you know, besides money, is there anything else? You're like, well, I'd really just like money. And they're like, well, you know, what about something else?
Right.
And some people, there's things that they really want, and maybe the company can get that for them. I would think that, like, the most common things – well, what do you think? I'll just ask you, what do you think the most common things are people would
more
ask
vacation.
For? I'm just guessing. Probably more vacation time, paid vacation time.
A car.
A company car, which is probably pretty rare these days.
Bonuses.
When they might ask for it. Better bonuses, yeah, that. And then I think a lot of people ask for phones, too, right?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you pay for my phone or pay for my... Exactly. Don't do that. And when I saw this article
don't
today...
don't do that, because if they pay for your phone, then they can look at it whenever they want.
Exactly. And I saw this article this morning talking about... Someone said their phone was confiscated at work, and they said, can my employer do that? And they were talking to lawyers about
it. I'm not saying
it.
Our company did it, but I remember they gave you a $25 stipend for your phone.
It was like a thing they'd offer, yeah.
Like if you were in management, a $25 stipend. And I was like, I mean, I took it, of course, because
sure.
Like, whatever. But, and you do use your phone for a lot of work, so it could be altruistic. But, and that was, you know, 20 years ago. Now I think, like, I would look at it much different now with the way people track people. Than
yes.
I did back then. You know what I mean? I'd be like, keep the $25. It's my phone.
And we're well aware of how much information is on
right.
our phone, that it's more information
right.
than is in our entire house or in the safety deposit box at the bank, whatever. So what you don't want is someone ever, whether it's a loved one, a boss, or a cop, saying, I need to see your phone. You don't want that. Those words... Just hearing it, I think, oh, my God. When I see it in a documentary, I see someone being interrogated and like, we're going to take your phone. That whole thing freaks me out because the police don't have to have a warrant to hold your phone because some court decided that, well, if there's a chance that they'll destroy evidence, then you can hold the phone until you get the warrant. That is not how that should work. I should have a chance to go home and wipe this phone and then burn it and then take the ashes and bury them in the ocean before the cops come for it. But as of right now, at least, until someone sues again and maybe the courts find differently, that's what cops do. They'll just say, well, we don't need a warrant to hold on to it, so we can't look at it yet, but you can't take it home.
Right.
And, you know, like when you got tweet delete, and you told me years ago about that because people had started getting in trouble for old tweets, and it was something we'd never really thought of. Kids having Twitter at 14, and then they get into college. Just get something that gets rid of them. And sometimes when I watch these shows, I think maybe every so often I should just clear my phone. Just totally clear. Yeah. But God, there's so much stuff in there that would be so hard for me. It would just be such a pain in the ass getting all those passwords back. Everything's through Face ID, right? Yeah. Because I don't know the passwords. So I'd have to go back and email myself these access codes, security codes to change passwords and all that. Not to mention, it is very convenient to be able to go on your phone and search your messages and look for the word, you know, car, whatever. When did I talk to this person about that car? There it is. It was 6 months ago on this date. It's nice. But sometimes I think, man, just get rid of it. Even though I'm not committing any felonies.
No.
It's just a thing like maybe someday I will. Right?
Maybe I'd like to.
Or maybe they'll think I did. And if they think I did and they look at the phone, think about how many people that's happened to where they're like, okay, yeah, you didn't commit
any crimes. How many times you've done something that's incriminating that isn't really incriminating?
Well, that too. Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, how many times have you typed something or said something and put in a different context of a criminal case? It looks like.
Yeah.
Well, why in 2003 did you Google burning garbage?
Of course. And you
it's like because I burnt garbage in my...
Yep. That stuff always freaks me out. Yeah, that stuff always freaks me out.
And then they just put it out in the paper and people are like, he's guilty.
Obviously.
Ooh, Google's burning garbage.
Right, of course. And then they don't don't mention like it was 8 years ago.
And then you come up with whatever it really was and it doesn't sound right. Like, I was thinking about making a, you know, pop punk band.
Right.
Wanted to see if burning garbage was gone.
It was one of those name generators. Right. That's
like,
all it was.
Okay. And then everybody, you know, Nancy Grace is calling you a pedophile.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Put him in jail.
Pedophile.
Put him in jail.
You're like, what?
And then 30 years later, you're trying to get the Innocence Project to help you out.
They're calling our buddy like, dude. It was a band.
Right.
And even he's like,
okay, you're going to have to come up with something better than that. Like, no, but that's what it was.
Burning Fetus was a band. Yes, I thought, you know, just an anti-political punk band. It's a good name. We're Burning Fetus.
Well, even with you, Blood and Stool. Yeah. You know? What if someone died and they were trying to put body parts down the toilet, right? And then they look at your search history and see lots of blood. Blood and Stool, then lots of blood and stool. They're like, well, of course, right? This isn't just a health thing. I remember there was a news story not that long ago about a kid who'd gone missing. And you may remember this guy. I think we talked about it, but there was a kid who was suspected of a crime. There was like his roommate had gone missing and they thought maybe he had something to do with it. And they took his phone. And when they went to take his phone, he was like, no, you can't take my phone. And they're like, yes, we can. And they had the whole interrogation recording. He's like, no, you can't. I'm calling my lawyer. And like, call your lawyer, but we're allowed to take the phone. It was this whole thing. And they were like, he is obviously guilty. He is freaking out about his phone. Right. They took his phone. He had nothing to do with it. But when they go through his phone, of course, he's got stuff on his phone that he doesn't want some stranger looking at. Just imagine a group of cops sitting in a room scrolling through everything that was ever on your phone. Now imagine your boss just unlocking your phone and going through it. So this employee said, look, you know, my company asked to look at my phone, or they asked to take my phone. They said that I had to hand it over to them during work. Can they do that? And these lawyers are saying no. Like, unless you work for the CIA or something, your employer really can't take your phone. Your employer can limit how much time you're on the phone. They could say, hey, don't be on TikTok or Facebook while you're at work, or, you know, don't be on your phone all the time. Try to keep your phone off your desk for the majority of the time. But they shouldn't be taking it over, and they can't really ask you to hand it over unless your company is paying for that phone. And even if your company is only partially paying for that phone, and I don't mean paying for it like because they pay you a salary and you pay for it. If there's something in your contract where it says that they, or in your pay stub that says part of the money they give you is for your phone, now they can take it.
Yep.
So don't do it.
Yeah,
and
don't
if
do
you
it.
Do it, if you do have a phone that you're using through work right now, I would direct, I mean, even if you're not committing crimes, like maybe, you know, maybe get a cheap plan on a second phone for those other things. If you do sext people or whatever.
If you're getting a phone through work, then you know, you can get your own, you're clearly not paying for it, so now you just get your own phone.
Get your own phone. And
with limited stuff on it.
Exactly. And, exactly. You don't have to get the full unlimited plan or whatever, because you're like, well, that doesn't save me any money. But if you're going to use your phone, I would just imagine that like 90... let's say 95% of people have stuff on their phone they don't want people to see. And the only reason I go that low is because I think there are older people like our moms who are probably like, there's nothing really embarrassing on my phone.
Well, they probably just say something on their phones that they don't want anybody to see.
It's private.
There
yeah, there is. I mean,
even if it's like, why is my son a dumbass?
Exactly. Right? You're right.
Like,
you're
it doesn't
right,
have to right. be the stuff we think people don't want to see.
No, you're right. It could be 100%.
What did I do with my money?
Yeah,
right? You know.
Yeah. Why is he the way he is?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I just,
whatever.
Which, yeah. Well, I hate his haircut. So
right.
It could be anything. You don't want people looking at your phone. So the question is, if your phone is something that you pay for and your boss says, hey, I need you to give me your phone, at least according to these articles from this morning, you do not have to hand over your phone. If you work for, again, like the CIA or something, it might be different. But if you're paying for your phone and the company asks for it, don't hand it over.
Yeah, of course.
But if your company's helping you pay for the phone, they can. And that is the bigger lesson here is it sounds good to have the company pay for your phone because you're using your phone for work all the time. Don't let them do it. And I'd never thought of it until it was something I used to ask for. Every contract, that it's like, okay, here's some things I'll ask for. And one of them was we pay for my phone. And they always said, like, we'd rather just, you know, give you a $50 raise or whatever to pay for your phone instead of doing it separately. And I always thought, you just told me not to ask for more money, though.
Right, yeah.
So whatever. But then Lazo told me later, like, hey, you know, someone told me. I don't remember who it was that told you that, but they were like, hey, just be careful, because if they give you a phone or if they even pay for part of it, then they can ask for your phone. They can take it. If they're not paying for any of it,
yeah, I don't even
yours.
Know what anybody told me. I just remember
I thought
getting a $25 stipend or whatever and me thinking, well, now they own it.
Yeah. I thought someone
said it says right
something.
On it, cell phone stipend or whatever on my paycheck.
That's it. And then that's, you know, that's all there is to it. And at that point, I mean, look, you could get a lawyer and maybe say, hey, I don't think they should, just because they gave me a stipend doesn't mean that they should be able to take my phone. Maybe they can't. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer myself.
I think they'd still have to just ask me. And at that point, I'd just say no and throw it in a river.
Exactly. Exactly. you know, the cops can try and put me in cuffs and hold onto the phone. They'll have a good job. My boss is not going to be able to do that. Now, if your company's like handing you a phone, like a lot of people do, they pay for it and they go, here's your phone.
Then they can wipe it if they want.
Yeah, who, the company or
you?
Yeah,
I'm sure the company to make you. A lot of times if you get a phone that the company pays for fully, then it comes with an app that they can just wipe everything off of it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Just why? In case the person leaves?
Because they fire you? Right.
Yeah,
so
they
get rid of all
you.
The passwords or everything, right?
And, like, you don't hand the phone back in? Gotcha. I mean, I know a lot of people who have phones through their job where they get and I've asked them before, like, oh, you know, do you get a phone through work? Yeah. Oh, like, do they just give you phone? Yeah, they give you, every so many years, they give us a new one. Some people, one of my best friends, he gets a new phone, I think, every year. When a new phone comes out, they just buy new ones, and it's fully paid for. He gets a company car, too. But my thing is, man, be careful with that phone. Yeah. I've told him, like, maybe get a second phone. He's like, then these assholes. He's basically got your attitude, like, if they try and take my phone, I'll smash it and bury it in a river, which is what you should do. But just think twice before you ask your company for that free phone, and don't hand it over.
More vacation time. Just ask for that.
Yeah, ask for more vacation time. Ask for PT Cruiser. The only reason I say the PT Cruiser is because we know it can be done.
Well, we hope.
It was done to me, but I'd like to
get one now.
Right.
I need a convertible PT Cruiser. Somebody's got one, you sons of bitches.
I'm going to look online. I will just find one at some dealership that's
the
nearest one, and I will say, look, I know you want to get rid of this car.
Right.
Right?
Come on, nobody wants this. Nobody walked in there on a winning streak and went, show me your cruisers.
Nobody.
Like, this is a desperation move.
Right. The Chrysler designer himself or herself was not like, yeah. That's what I'm looking for, is one in good condition. They're not.
Right.
Lazo's the only one looking for one. Other people are ending up with them right now, and they might even like them okay. Mm-hmm. But Lazo's the only one who's actually looking for one.
Yes.
And there are dealerships out there that have one.
That I want to do trade with.
Yes. And if you're an individual who has one, then just give it to them.
Yeah.
You know, come up. You can say hi on the air. Thanks for the car. I mean, you don't want it. You're really going to try and sell that thing?
Right.
Come on. Just give the man a PT Cruiser.
Thank you.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! We are going to Doom Scroll here in a second.
Yes,
as always,
we are.
Doom Scrolling brought to you by our friends at Mitra-9.com, right?
Yep. Use the promo code PROBLEMATIC. Get yourself a good discount. And,
it helps us. It helps them. It makes you feel better.
Yeah. And I'm sorry I'm having a tough time finding a convertible PT Cruiser. We found a couple, and Twitch has helped. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. They found one for you that was somewhat nearby, but I think it was an individual.
Yeah.
It'd be easy if we could go through a dealership. I found one in Lawrence.
I don't want to pay for it. I want to trade
Right.
advertising for it.
Yeah. The one in Lawrence, that black one looked good.
No engine.
But they said it has engine problems.
I don't know how to fix an engine.
No, me neither.
But so I would take, as much as I do love a PT Cruiser, just keep in mind, if you're, you know, a Chrysler 200 or LeBaron convertible would be nice.
Well, I did find you a pretty sweet Sebring.
I think a Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper convertible. I saw a couple of those. I did see a couple of those. I think the Sebring convertible you'd look good in.
Of course I would.
Those are convertibles are fun. Right. When I worked at the dealership, we had a Sebring convertible that never sold. It just sat there. The whole time I worked there, it never sold. I'd wash it, put it back out front. No one was ever interested in it. But I always used that as my errands car because it was fun to drive.
Crackman makes a good point. This segment could also be brought to you by Cars Plus Credit on 24 Highway in Independence.
That's right.
But it's not. It's brought to you by Mitra-9.com.
Mm-hmm.
So go there and get yourself some Go Packs. They're worth it.
But that should give someone, they know who they are, a little taste
of
what
sounds,
life could be like. Yes, absolutely. All right, we're going to do the news coming up. You know, stuff that I'm sure some of you have already heard about this. A lot of election talk because of the running mates. We got the debate when? Thursday? Are you guys getting together? Are you guys going to have a party to watch the presidential debate this week?
No.
Any plans? Yeah, I know it's getting close. I said I would start paying more attention once it got close again, but I'm just not ready. I'm still not ready to pay attention. I will watch the highlights or whatever, low lights, the reels afterwards. It's just one of those things where I'm kind of afraid. It's like, you know, watching a stressful episode of a talk show and kind of covering your face like, oh, boy. I don't know what to expect. And, of course, the media just keeps hounding both of them about it, and they ask Biden if he's ready, and he's giving the thumbs up. The big news, though, is Trump and his VP.
Who's it going to be?
Well,
he picked him?
It would seem as though he has picked
him. Is it Aaron Rodgers?
And it would seem that it's not Aaron Rodgers. So I'll tell you about that.
I'm interested.
Also, Timberlake finally broke his silence over this whole DWI thing. Travis Kelce is now officially a pop megastar. I'm sure you saw that.
Stage,
it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And you've always said that you love California. You love San Francisco.
I love San Diego.
You can't afford to live there. Well, I know that's your like absolute favorite, Southern California. But San Francisco is
Northern California
beautiful.
Is a little bit less to me.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that you
I love Southern California.
Went to a Giants game out there.
Yeah, I never went to a Giants game. Padres.
Oh, okay.
You're really thinking about San Diego.
I really am. Okay. Well, but anyway, who doesn't like San Francisco? It's amazing. It's awesome. It's just way too expensive. It's like this untouchable thing.
I don't like North California and the Pacific Northwest in the sense that if I'm going to live on the ocean, I want to be able to get in it. That's like a real like thing for me. No, it's too cold up there. It's like Lake Michigan.
But San Francisco's weather is way nicer than Seattle's, isn't it?
It's very similar.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess maybe I got lucky when I was there. And it was sunny. When you see it in the movies, maybe they just wait for that one sunny moment, just like they do when they film Seattle. Well, for someone who does want to live there, I got a really, really, really good deal for you on a house. I'm not joking around. This is your opportunity, but it does come with a couple of strings attached. Sure. That's life, guys. I'll explain.
The Church of Laugh.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As well. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, doom scroll, yo.
The news. The news. You need to know the news because okay. What if you get caught in a conversation with someone who knows what's going on and you don't? That'd be really embarrassing. And if you want to outsmart that person or sound, you know, at least really intelligent when discussing current events with that person,
we
get
got
the
you.
News from us because you're going to have an edge that this person doesn't have. From
little insight.
Reading their Washington Post article, New York Times, whatever.
No.
That's way too hard to understand. I mean, the biggest story is it's hot. We already talked about that. It's hot. It's record-breaking hot. There's fires in parts of the country. There's floods in Iowa, state of emergency up there. There's record-breaking heat on the East Coast, but we're just kind of used to it being hot.
A relentless heat wave smashing records in the Northeast. In Philadelphia, Sunday's high of 98 degrees beat the daily record set over 135 years ago. Other communities facing severe flooding, including Rock Valley, Iowa. After the town was submerged in floodwaters, one levee broke, forcing some residents to evacuate.
The river rose to historic levels.
In Tucson, the fire department said a woman died in an intense monsoon rainstorm, and another person died in flooding in South Dakota.
Now, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, I get all the hot stuff. It's summertime, record-breaking heat, 135-year record broken. Okay, sure, but what does that have to do with the flooding in Iowa? At least that's what I wondered.
I think it's fair to wonder.
I don't know, but I did find
it got so hot the dam broke.
I did find well.
Did that happen in Minnesota or something?
It rained a lot. They said that they had a bunch of rain. So that's my thing. Like, does record breaking heat have something to do with rain? I don't know. Maybe they're just saying it's unusual weather patterns. We get what do they always say? We're having more extreme weather events. There's more extreme weather events, so maybe that counts. But there is an article that you can find that will explain to you what's causing the devastating flooding in the Midwest. Until it starts flooding here, I probably won't look too much further into that, but just so you know, it is. And, you know, the fires on the coast, that's like every year.
Sure.
The people who live in, like, Arizona, like Phoenix, I know they talk about it being a dry heat, but I've seen some of these temperatures in the last couple of weeks. I mean, serious question. Are people going? Will that city start to shrink in size because people will start leaving?
No.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Huh.
Where
are
you going to go?
I do. I think people are going to leave.
Where are they going to go? Hot. Kansas City? It's 110 degrees
just
here.
North. Just north, I
just
guess.
Just north.
Keep moving north. Out of the desert, at least.
I don't think so.
I mean, and maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just like, hey, as long as we got air conditioning. Not that I've heard.
Have they, like, recently in the last few years?
Not that I've heard. And maybe it could be that someone has said, well, the growth has slowed from what it was. But I don't know that either. I don't know how you should phrase it when you go to look it up. I was just curious if some of these places. Well, you know, the extreme weather predictors talk about how there will be mass migration.
The current metro area population of Phoenix is 4,777,000. That's a 1.27 increase from 2023.
Did you guys see, I didn't actually pull this for headlines, but did you guys see the story about the air conditioning in the Olympics? Because I thought that was kind of interesting. Paris wants this to be like a carbon neutral or as close to carbon neutral as they can be. They want it to be an environmentally less damaging Olympics. And one of the things they're doing is they want it to basically be air conditioned free. So all the teams, when they live in what's it called, the Olympic Village, they would they would have, what I read this weekend was it would be about 80 degrees. Now maybe that means they're willing to cool it if it gets above 80 degrees, but they're only willing to cool it to 80 degrees. But the United States said, yeah, no thanks. So the United States said, we're going to bring our own air conditioners. So then other rich countries are like, yeah, well, we'll bring ours too. And I thought, well, now that definitely seems like it could be seen as some sort of an advantage. Absolutely.
Right.
If you can't sleep the night before your race or whatever it is you got to do, that's a That's a big disadvantage. So I would think some teams, wealthy teams. Now, sure, these wealthy teams, you could say, have already had, or wealthy countries have already had advantages growing up in the countries they grew up in and having access to the coaches and everything else and the facilities that they've had access to. But this seems like a very immediate thing. You set people up in Olympic Village. Paris says, hey, we're not going to have air conditioning. But then the rich countries are like, yeah, well, we're going to Home Depot and buying some of those rolling ACs. We're going to fly them over there. That seems like a huge advantage. I don't know. Well, they're so strict about drug use and performance-enhancing drugs, all that stuff. Is Russia allowed to compete still? I don't know that they are.
They could still be banned. I don't know.
With them being so strict about all of that and all the testing, it's just odd to me that they wouldn't see, hey, the rich teams are saying they're going to buy their own air conditioners.
Like you just said, they don't do that with anything else.
No, I know.
Meaning, like besides like the stuff you put in your body, they don't say, well, like, America has, or the United States, sorry, has better facilities and better coaching and better...
Right.
They
no,
don't
I
do
know.
That, so but I'm
that's
guessing...
What I say. It just feels like an immediate thing, though, when you're once you're there
like you're
at Olympic
whatever
Village.
You want to build your weight room out to be. I bet you a lot of those workout rooms and the food... The food
could be different.
The U.S. team eats is completely different than what the Iraqi team eats,
I wondered
sure.
the same thing, was do they get food... That's
I'm
specific
sure
to, like, does their yeah, country or I'm does sure. the Olympic Village provide all that food? I would think they're probably on strict diets. All of them have the things that they need to eat.
And I think it would be too hard because, like, if you, and I'm just saying, I don't know the answer, but my guess is the gymnastics coach or whatever has a strict diet for his athletes in every country.
Okay.
So I can't imagine, like, there'd be a catering service overseeing it all. To make the exact diet that the
right.
Bulgarian water polo team
no,
has to
I
eat.
I agree.
Seems like that would be hard.
The mayor of Paris said, like, this whole thing is designed to be air-conditioned free because it's designed to stay very cool even in high temperatures. There is some sort of way of cooling where they run water through pipes under the floor.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that I read this weekend said something about 80 degrees, and I don't know if that meant that if it got above 80 degrees, then they were going to allow them to turn on ACs. It sounds like they're not going to have them because they made it sound like America was first to say, okay, we're bringing ACs over. And then other wealthy countries were like, yeah, we're bringing ACs too. So I just thought, well, if that's the case, then just tell them they can all have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Right? If you're trying to do this environmental thing, it's not working if the rich countries have access to... Because I'm sure most countries competing could come up with the money to send some portable ACs. Right? That's not like a ton of money. They're already, if they've got enough money to send their team over to the Olympics to begin with... They can probably afford to send an AC. I don't know. Maybe not. But you think certainly most of the countries would be able
maybe.
To do that.
Also, I mean, you can look at the other side of that. The companies that can't – the countries that – well, I shouldn't – I don't know. This is a weird
They're
guess.
Used to hotter
weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I thought
so they're
that.
Probably, a, you know,
yeah.
acclimated. They're like, oh, 80 is not very
exactly.
hot. Where for, you I mean, know, if U.S. people are used to working out in – air conditioning and all those things mm-hmm. is much more of a change for them.
Exactly.
Our friend Sticks on Twitch, who, like, you know, does a lot of stuff for us, I think she's like an Olympic trainer, and she's on here saying that, like, they provide food 24/7, but most people don't touch it, and she's saying she would never allow her athletes
oh, like
to touch
the Olympic
it.
Okay, Village.
So,
okay.
I'm so sure, yeah, so you there. Can do it.
That makes sense.
Right, because I'm sure if you're one of the smaller countries, you're like, hook up that Olympic Village food, but
right.
I'm guessing if you're the... Well, even if you're the U.S. men's basketball team, you're like, we're good.
Yeah.
We're bringing our own chefs.
Right, right. It's just weird. I mean, France was one of the countries that had all that record-breaking heat last
what
year.
What does she train?
Like 5,000 people died from
I believe
it,
she so. Does gymnastics, but she could tell you on here.
Really?
Yeah. She was up here the other day helping me with Twitch stuff, and she was saying she does, like, Zoom calls a lot. And I know she was going to move to Florida at one point to train. And
wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's really cool.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tell us more because I'm curious, like, what your involvement is with
I believe it's gymnastics.
The Summer Olympics, like, what all you have to do. Anyhow, apparently it's going to be, you know, it could
Are
be
the,
at least hot there.
Gymnastics Summer Games?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Remember my divorce?
Oh, yeah. It was
I
always think of gymnastics for some reason as winter games, just maybe because it's inside.
Yeah, summer to me, it's swimming, gymnastics, track and field, and then I know there's probably
that's what America was
other stuff, but those are the things
I just
I think
always
about.
Swimming, diving, track and field.
Do they do some sort? Is there like a summer thing that they do on the mountain, like a hot ski walking thing, or is that all? Am I dreaming that's all winter stuff, right? I can't
hot ski walking.
They're skateboarding now, where they're not in the snow.
They're skateboarding now.
Oh, yeah. They did add skateboarding. That's right.
I like hot ski walking.
Yeah, I was thinking there was something maybe on a mountain, but it must not be because you don't have to have mountains for.
Well,
the
I like the
Olympics.
Idea of hot ski walking.
They do the long distance like.
That's what I'm talking about.
Walking.
That's what I'm talking
power
about.
Walking, I've seen like, them do that.
They move their hips like that.
Yeah, yeah, and then sometimes they
beach
stop and
volleyball.
Shoot something.
I like watching that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, volleyball. How could we forget that? Volleyball, track and field, and. Gymnastics. Lazo's just not as into gymnastics as
I'm not.
Some of us. It's maybe it's because the Americans are usually good at it. The American women. I think the guys are good too. I guess they just give them a lot of press. America must like it because they get
like,
a lot of press.
To me, gymnastics is the same as figure skating. Like, I don't want to say that I don't like it, and towards the end, I'll turn it on and like, okay, cool. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a sport I don't know enough about.
Right.
And I don't know, and not to upset anybody who's in gymnastics, I don't know enough about how the judges grade. And so, therefore, for sports where, like, even like the diving and the gymnastics and the figure skating, I can watch it and be like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then they'll be like, that's a 7.5. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't understand how the judging works. Yeah. And I don't trust, I don't like any sport. I shouldn't say I don't like it. I don't love any sport where it's left to judges.
I'm with you.
I don't like boxing if it ends after 12 rounds and they're like, well, the three judges scored it. I don't care what the judges say.
Especially when they disagree.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't like any judges thing.
Of course.
I want to, like, and I don't know. There's no other way to do gymnastics unless you had to kill each other at the end. But I understand. Right.
I
think if I was into it when I was a kid and I understood exactly what they were being scored on, then I would probably really enjoy it. I just never was. I'm like, I don't really. They're like, oh, look, on the figure skating, her toe turned on the triple saltow. And I'm like, I don't.
Well, yeah, but
know
even
what
if
that
you knew.
Is. Because then, like, well, you know, but if baseball, like, nobody's like, he didn't look great when he fielded the ball. He either caught it or he didn't.
Caught it or didn't.
Right.
And anything that involves a stopwatch, there's the time.
I get it. There's a time.
But even if you understood it, the judges score things differently. So these people are supposed to understand it better than anyone, and you see these differences sometimes, so you know there's bias going on there. I get that.
Right.
I just feel like maybe I'm wrong that the gymnastics team gets a lot of attention. I mean, even leading up to the Olympics, I've been seeing Simone Biles and some of these gymnast names in the news talking about like qualifying. I haven't seen that for other things. When I was a kid, I remember a lot of talk about the fastest runner that year, right? Even if whoever it was, like you had Michael
Irving.
What's his, no,
Michael Irving.
What was his name?
I don't know. I was just thinking of the Dallas Cowboy guy when you said
that's right. The gold shoes.
The gold shoes.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah,
Jones.
It might have been Mike, Michael.
Mike
Jones.
Right?
Who?
Is that Mike? Was it even Mike? Maybe not. But each year
Michael
you had
Johnson.
Like that. Johnson.
There
I was close.
Yeah.
Every year you have that person. It doesn't have to be an American, but
you
used to have those. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was like the big deal. The last couple of Summer Olympics, it's felt like they've really focused on the gymnastics for whatever
Don't you
reason.
Feel like it's because that's what America's best at is gymnastics and swimming and
is
track
that
and
what
field?
They're best at?
I feel like that's
I mean, Michael
why we,
Phelps
that's why
was
we see
crushing it,
it
in
constantly.
Swimming, right? So the America had to be great.
And it happens like at 4 in the morning, but they, you know, tape it and they
it's
play
always
it at prime
delayed.
Time because that's what we're best at.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That could be it. I don't know. All right. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll get ourselves prepared for this big debate.
The Church of Laszlo.
We're going to finish doing the news coming up. But man, we got to talk about the big thing happening this week that, you know,
you know
sure
who's got a LeBaron?
Together for. A what?
An 87 LeBaron.
Who?
Our financial advisor, Davis.
What?
He sent me a picture.
No way.
Yep. He said you can take it for a joyride whenever you want. If you need a, I don't know his number off the top of my head, but if you need a financial advisor.
Renaissance Financial.
Well, yeah, ask for Davis or Chad.
Maybe what you
they're
should
great,
do.
But the idea is like that's of course my financial advisor has the thing I want.
Right, of course he does because
he's better with
he's
money than I am. Right,
but could you ask him like, hey, here's a goal? I'm sure he asks you to set goals. What kind of goals do you have for your financial future? Could you just tell him, look, my only goal now is to own your LeBaron.
Yeah.
So what do I got to do? How much do I have to set aside?
Yeah, you sell me the LeBaron.
Yeah. Did you say
the license plate even says 87 LeBaron on it?
Oh,
it's
damn.
So cool.
And he sent you a picture of it.
Yeah, I got one. You can take it for a ride whenever you want.
Well, would you call the damn dealership that we talked about earlier? We're not saying their name again until they give us this Sebring. But Laz would look good in the Sebring convertible too. I like that. Do you wear a hat in the convertible when you have hair?
I like the bucket hat.
Just wear a bucket hat.
Mm-hmm.
Would it fall off?
Nah, they're tight.
Yeah, I guess so. Bucket hat's a good hat to wear in the summertime.
I wear it all the time.
As you get older, you know?
So, wear them all the time with my sunglasses. It's perfect.
You do wear one?
All the time.
I almost bought one at Oceans of Fun a couple weeks ago, but I was like, I've got a hat. But I do like being older where I'm not worried about wearing things like a bucket hat.
Bucket hats
whatever
are cool
the hell I want.
Too, though.
Are they? Okay.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, not for me, though. So
yeah, no, you'd look good in it.
Either way, I guess the point is, even if they weren't cool, I like being at that age where you're like, yeah, I don't care. We're going to finish doing the news coming up. We're going to talk about the debate that's coming up this week, and we're going to talk about this house that you can have for cheap as long as you're willing to agree to some strings that are attached. That's okay. And maybe police have found the thing that they're ready to focus on more than anything. There was a time when I felt like cops were really into doing undercover stings to try and catch prostitutes, right? There were cops episodes where that would be a whole episode dedicated to these stings, and I always thought, man, they must have a lot of cops to spend all this time trying to find someone selling sex. But now I've noticed a lot of cops are doing something else, a different kind of sting operation. And while I don't know that it's keeping any of us safer, I like it. I'm into it. I'll explain it.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. Remember, we've talked about several of these guys who got arrested in Turks and Caicos?
Yeah.
Because they had bullets in their bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the country had just changed its sentencing laws. If you brought any ammunition to the country, it was a 12-year minimum sentence. One of the guys we talked about, Ryan Watson, he was the one from Oklahoma City. He'd been down there. I think he's been down there about 70 days or so, but they got him out. He came home, and he had a big reunion and got to see his wife and kids on home turf. Now, they suspended his sentence. Lazo knows more about this stuff than me, but if they suspended his sentence, is that as good as it's over, or is he technically supposed
trouble,
to come back?
Okay. I think you're getting more trouble.
I didn't know if it meant like
you not go back.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you wouldn't
but I think
go back.
It's like if you,
you
do go back,
wouldn't.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's made it back now, so I don't know how many that leaves behind.
This morning, an American family reunited in Oklahoma City.
Mm.
Ryan Watson, seeing his children for the first
time. The only
time
anybody's ever applauded to go to Oklahoma City.
Oh, come on. In Turks and Caicos. Authorities finding four rounds of hunting ammunition in his bag. Arrested.
I'd rather live in jail.
Valerie. Ryan saying
in Turks and Caicos than live free in Oklahoma City.
What's wrong with OKC?
I'm just saying, compare the two. Like, I'd rather be like, where do you live? In jail in Turks and Caicos. Like, okay. That sounds lavish. Where do you live? Oklahoma City. Like, ugh.
Would you rather live in jail in Turks and Caicos than live here?
I mean, I've...
It's okay, you had to think about it.
I take
little,
some bullets with
okay.
I want to see what the jail
it's
looks
just, see,
like.
Right, it's up to... You know what? I'm willing to roll the dice, is what you're saying.
Yes.
We'll see. Maybe I regret it, maybe
accident
I don't.
In his bag after a hunting trip, he admits he did break the law.
What I do disagree with is the fact that that punishment did not fit the crime that I had committed.
Okay, well,
actually,
they decide that, right? They're the ones who decide what the punishment is.
I'm guessing as after guy, these stories, people bring less bullets.
I'm sure they're checking their bags a little more thoroughly. I would hope. I mean, although, by the time we got to the fourth or fifth person, I was like, how have you not heard these stories yet? How did you end up going to this specific place, Turks and Caicos, with bullets in your bag? But yeah, I would hope that there would be fewer people.
Well, we
they find
out,
them
right?
per bullet.
Because they like outlawed them, and there was a black market. They were trying to get them down
that's
there.
That's what you guys
money
were saying, like maybe there's a black market to get these bullets in there. I don't personally think that that's what this guy was doing, but you guys thought there must be because there's so
well,
many
that,
people
I
who
think
have done
that
it
must be the reason why there's a punishment for it.
Oh, well, that sure.
And why they're
be,
hard
yeah
on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that at that time that you guys thought some of these people who were getting in trouble must have been doing it on purpose.
Well,
how
I'm
could
guessing
they,
we don't know.
All accidentally been bringing just a few bullets with them, but they were all just a few bullets, as I recall. I don't remember who had the most. Maybe like five. This guy got fined a couple $1,000 because they fined him like $500 per bullet. But remember they had that whole support group of people down there, and then there was the woman who became part of the group. I'm trying to figure out who else has been left down there. I know that the United States was working diligently to try and get these people back and saying, look, come on, cut them some slack. But I'm sure when they do that, when the State Department goes down there and talks to them, it's not like they can say, hey, you know, go easy on Americans because we've got a lot
we're
of guns
Americans
and a lot of bullets, and so,
no,
you know, it doesn't mean anything. What they have to say probably is, we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. But How are they going to do that? Because apparently Americans are just flying around the country with a couple bullets in their bag. I had no idea that so many people have random bullets in their bags, but apparently they do. But that guy's home. Good for him. His kids were very happy to see him. And, you know, he couldn't have done it without the strength of his beautiful wife, Laszlo.
Yeah.
They look like a good...
She probably put the bullets in his bag.
She probably did. You're right. She read the thing about the first guy.
I don't trust him.
She read about
She's
the
like,
first
I'm
going
to put some bullets in this ass bag.
Right, exactly.
Man.
She saw the story about the guy from Oregon, and she's like, just put some
and
bullets in
you,
his
man,
bag.
And I'm telling you, man, it's a smart thing to do.
It, yeah. If you, it's
if you don't like your wife,
killing your spouse,
you don't like your husband, just be, you know, hey, I bought us a trip to Turks and Caicos, then just dump some bullets in their bag.
A few bullets is all it takes. And if even if it doesn't work, it'll sure put the fear of God into them.
It won't work.
Give you some time apart. She got it 70 days apart. Taylor Swift. She dates a guy who plays for a football team that I've rooted for my entire life. His name's Travis Kelce. He happens to be very, very, very good at his job. You never heard of him before? Kelce?
No.
Kelce?
Kelce,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, most people, the media seems to call him Kelce, but that's they're not lifelong fans, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's I guess, acceptable. But yes, his name is actually Kelce, I believe. Coach calls him Kelce, I believe. Patty calls him Kelce.
Who's
Anyhow,
Patty?
Patrick Mahomes.
You call him Patty?
Yeah. Well, I've heard them call him Patty, you know, as like a...
You just call him Patty?
I've heard people call him that on the team.
Patty?
You know, refer to him as Patty.
Patty Mahomes?
Yeah. Yeah, Patty Mahomes. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're saying it all the time, but, it, you know, it's...
But you say it, you're
what,
friends with
what
them?
Do they call that? The loving name that you use for someone? It's... well, what do they call that? Like a pet name, right? Like...
You have a pet name.
Can you have a pet name for a platonic friend? Can you have a pet name? I bet you can. I'm sure you can. Anyhow, Patrick Mahomes.
I call you face.
Whoa. Okay. Travis Kelce, her boyfriend, has been now officially anointed, I feel, as, you know, this is a real relationship now because she brought him out on stage during one of her shows. He was dressed in a tuxedo with the other guys who were like backup dancers.
Why was he dressed in a tuxedo?
I guess it was part of the show.
Oh, so everybody was in a tuxedo and he had the top. Then he carried her off or something,
yeah,
right?
He picked her up and carried her off. So people were very excited about this.
Taylor Swift brought out a special guest for night 3 of her Eras Tour concert in London on Sunday, June 23rd. The pop star was joined by her boyfriend Travis Kelce during the transition for her song, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I can do it with a broken heart.
In fan video uploaded to social media, the NFL star is seen dressed in a costume, a top hat and suit, performing choreography as he also carries and fans his superstar girlfriend, with the crowd erupting in cheers.
All right, predictions. We don't have to put money on it or we can. Predictions, will they get engaged?
Sure.
Will they get
I hope so.
Married? You're just saying you hope so?
Would I think so. They seem to be pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's been in some long-term relationships before. That one guy was like 6 years, but that was lockdown, you know, and they were kind of stuck together for part of that time. So
seems like they get along good. Seems like they seem to like each other.
How long have they been together now? 10 months, 8 months?
Since September, I think. Well, that's the first time she attended the game was September, but I think it was like July of last year.
Okay, so we're getting close to a year now. We're right about a year. So that's pretty good.
I saw he was dancing with like his brother, his brother's wife, I guess his sister-in-law, and Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah,
Tom
what was
Cruise
that thing?
Is a big
yeah. Tom what, Cruise was there.
But what was that at her show?
Yeah,
sure. They're
okay.
All dancing.
I saw
there
that picture too on a
there.
On a
in that one like little video. There's a bunch of them.
What, Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has he done this before? Was he just in town? Should... Are they friends? Is that's just not
they
a guy you'd
together.
Expect out of the celebrities? You know, to be.
I was a little shocked it was Tom Cruise, but he looked like he was having fun. He looked good, like for his age, and he was laughing and dancing. So I guess you know he's a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, I know that they've said in some of these interviews, other celebrities have said that Tom Cruise really wanted for in the last years to try and work on his image. That's why he wanted to be in Tropic Thunder. He wanted to do a comedy desperately because people were thinking of him as a little odd after the whole Oprah thing and Katie Holmes and all that. He wanted to be seen again as an approachable, likable, smiling, happy guy.
And I think he's done a good job.
I
didn't see his kids there, Laszlo. Did you? Like, I didn't see Tom Cruise with his kids.
No, me neither.
I think he was like by himself or with a date.
I just assumed that he was filming something in London. In my head, it was like Travis Kelce, you know, Jason Kelce, and then like three other people, and Tom Cruise all dancing, watching Taylor Swift. So in my head, I was like, oh, he's filming some movie in London. But I don't have any reason to base that on.
No, I would assume so, too.
I didn't think he flew there with them.
Right, with the intention of just going to the show. No, I would assume same thing, that he was working there and it worked out. The debate is this week. That's
it is.
Big what news. Dang. The presidential election's getting closer, and Donald Trump says he's picked out a VP running mate.
Will anybody be watching the debate on Thursday night?
Donald Trump is a convicted felon, and the American people have to sit in that for a second. The person who wants to be president has to go sit with his probation officer.
Former President Trump teasing that he has already made the big choice on a running mate.
In my mind, yeah.
Do they know?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I heard someone say, pick Tulsi. Now, I heard that
who
they're speaking, someone said, pick Tulsi.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, that's who somebody said. But what I've heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they're speculating that it's Doug Burgum, the one of the Dakotas governor. I think that woman from one of the Dakotas was going to be like she was on the short list, but then maybe that thing in the book about the dog, maybe that hurt her chances. I don't know. So the governor of the other Dakota, Doug Burgum, is who I heard them saying this morning they think is the
Doug
most...
Doug Burgum?
That's what I heard this morning.
Who the hell's Doug Burgum?
One of the governors of one of the Dakotas. Not the female who was originally thought to be his most likely pick. Now, again, this was what they said this morning. They didn't say that they had, like, proof. They just said that it's speculated that that's who it is. I don't know where they get this word. I looked at the guy's face and I was like, who the hell is that? And then I had to look him up to figure out that he was a governor of a Dakota. Let's see, North Dakota. He's the governor of North Dakota. Justin Timberlake has finally broken his silence, Lazo, about his...
I heard when he got arrested, he said, which I think is funny, not to the cop, but just under his breath, like, this is going to F up the whole tour.
Yep.
I love it.
He had a show coming up, like, in Chicago, you know, in a few days, however many days away that was, in the middle of this tour. And his lawyer is the only one who'd done any... put out any public statements. I look forward to defending him vigorously against these charges. But Timberlake talked about it, but it was on stage. He's on tour and on stage. He thanked his fans basically for sticking with him, not including Snow Cone, because Snow Cone has not stuck with him, but he thanked the fans who have.
The Prince of Pop speaking out for the first time since his arrest Tuesday.
We've been together through ups and downs. It's been a tough week. And then sometimes... hard to love, but you keep on loving me, and I love you.
I know sometimes I'm hard to love, but you keep on loving me, and I love you for it. Yeah, we do. You heard Lazo and I talking about it.
Why are you hard to
love?
You got to do it. Look, I get it, man. People get hurt. It's bad. You shouldn't drink and drive. But I mean, like, no, do people hate people?
But the number of people who've gotten behind the
wheel.
You
make mistakes. Like, it happens. Like, it's no reason to hate you.
Right.
Like, hopefully you learn from it. You don't drink and drive anymore. I get it. You got a ton of money. Get a driver.
Absolutely.
Have someone fight. Like, you know, I think of you more as a dumbass because you could literally just have it do. Like, dude, don't talk to me.
You can have your guy that you want.
I want you to stand in the corner. Don't talk to me. But when I leave here, you pull up in that Rolls Royce and you drive me wherever I go. Like, you could do that and not have someone hanging out with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
wasn't that your rich guy dream?
Yeah.
If
I was rich, I would have two guys with me at all times. But I don't want you around me. I don't want to walk around. Like, I'll go wherever I want. But when it if I'm sober and it looks like I'm going to get in trouble, just come and grab me.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, hey, man, we got it. And then handle whatever I want you to handle.
Sure.
Like, if the guy at the Hy-Vee is a dick, then I want you to tell him he's a dick. And I want you to knock over the end cap.
Yes.
Not me.
You make
a
scene.
I want you to knock it over.
Yeah.
And if I'm drunk and I won't leave the Hy-Vee, then you just got to grab me and put me in the car and drive me home. That's your only two jobs.
Yeah. A driver who also kind of stands back distance and watches you inside, outside, wherever you go, just keeps an eye on you.
Right.
But you don't want this guy to become your best friend.
No.
Some of these celebrities have the bodyguard that they buddy up with, and that's fine, but that's not what Lazo wants.
And then if I start a problem, then you come get me.
Yeah. You want this guy to just swoop in and swoop out, and that's that. I like it. I don't know what it would cost for something like that, but... what? There's people that are
not much.
Reliable people that would be willing to do that for $50,000, right?
You probably want
not reliable
more.
Enough. Yeah, but if you're a big celebrity, you don't want them selling secrets.
Right. You don't want them like, oh, he got drunk, I had to stop from that. You want to pay him enough. You know, you want to do it like
they like you.
You want to do it like Sonny from The Bronx Tale. You know, you want to pay him enough that they like you but not enough that they still need you.
Yeah.
Like that, find that fine line for them.
Yeah. There is a dollar amount where you go, I love this guy, I love this job. And then they say, why do you love the guy?
Well, why don't you quit? Well, I need the money.
I love this guy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because there's that dollar amount. And if it's just like a dollar less,
right,
you can get real close where you're like, this guy's driving me crazy. Exactly. It's like, damn, you didn't find that sweet spot.
The Church of Laszlo.
The bedroom is my squared circle. And me and you are opponents.
So, okay, a couple people have asked now, have we talked about this yet on Twitch?
What
no, we have not talked about it yet, but I think everyone here is familiar with it. The Hawk Tua girl. Some people
why
say,
can you say that?
Hawk Tui. Some people say Hawk Tui. This depends on who's talking about it.
Well, now, you hear her say it.
So. Yeah, we hear her say it. It was only about a month ago that I learned and shared with you guys the Looking for a Man in Finance. Remember that girl? And they turned it into a song and she got a record deal.
Looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. Six style. Blue eyes.
Yeah.
Finance.
Brooke listens to the song now. I told her about it and the other day she opened up Spotify and started playing. She was like, I was like, wait a second.
Maybe she's looking for a guy in finance.
Maybe that could be it. And she goes, I like it. She's like, it's catchy. I was like, okay. That girl got a record deal. She quit her job. We were talking about, how much money will she make off of this stuff? It's impossible to know. But unfortunately, I think she's kind of been pushed to the side because of the Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
Is that how she says it?
Laura Ramirez says she did the Hawk Tua to her husband last night, and he had no idea what she was talking about. But I really thought...
Like said it. Okay.
Well, no, I think she did it.
Oh.
But I really thought, I wonder after that... How many guys got it? Yeah. I bet you the increase was...
They sent it to their girlfriends or wives and showed them, have you seen this meme?
Well, I don't even think they have to send it because it was so popular. Yeah. And then I think it just happened. Like, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah.
I just absolutely was just top of mind.
Totally.
Did you get one, Snow Cone?
No, but what? What?
What are you saying? I didn't do it right? Is that what you're saying?
We owe that girl of
because you said Hawk
National
Tui.
Treasure.
Some right. people are saying Hawk Tui, and it's like, okay, Slim,
right?
You're the only one saying it. That's why you ruined.
I said Hawk Tua, and then I said, but I've heard these people saying Hawk
yeah,
Tui.
You heard you say it to Snow Cone, and that's why you ruined it.
What she did for men across the world the past few days, but I mean, National Treasure,
right?
Yeah. Well, she's now the new
and
meme
girl. You ruined
it.
You ruined sex.
I hope that this. I hope that this girl. That her meme status lasts longer than the guy in finance. Although I'm sure that girl's doing fine, too. How much money can the Hawk Tua girl make off of this?
By the way, you can make that a name of a band.
What, Hawk Tua?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's taken, now.
It is a good name.
You know? I wonder if it's taken.
You can buy hawktua.com.
Yeah, do that.
And I'm sure it's gone, but...
In order to get a band, don't you have to start the... You worked in the industry. Do they have to start the band and show that they were working as a band or advertise as a band?
No, not
first?
Really.
No? It's not like a website you can go to and register your band
name, though. Looks like hawktua.com is available.
Boom.
Well, why aren't we buying that?
Yeah, get that right now. That's where we should just post everything. Let's just go to hawktua.com.
Right, everything. Because, change that Laszlo.church to hawktua.com.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that she hasn't bought it because they did say that she's selling merch and stuff like that. So this is a girl who recently went viral online after she was interviewed by this internet show, Tim and D TV, right? They go up to her. Well, here, I'll play the clip that made her famous, if I can get this door.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that hawk too and spit on that thing. You get me?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it took. Just 7 seconds, and she's a celebrity.
I'm in love.
And one of the guys, or one of the gals that you know from wrestling, I saw a clip. I know there's been multiple celebrities that have referenced this now. But I saw one of the hot girls from wrestling. She was holding up her belt, and they said, hey, congratulations, what are you going to do? She's like, yeah, I'm going to hawk to her and spit on that thing. And then she acted like she was shining up the belt, and I was like,
Bryce Harper did it.
Who?
Bryce Harper.
What did he do?
He came up to bat, and you see him look over the dugout, and he goes, I'm like,
what?
It really
he did
quick.
That?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can find a video of it.
I love it.
Well, like you said, she's an American treasure now. A lot of people owe her a debt of gratitude. And
Missy Elliott did it?
Seriously. She,
oh, really? I guess a lot of celebrities have already gotten on this bandwagon. I only saw... I had Liv Morgan was the wrestler.
Oh, yeah. She's the one I told you I liked.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the same girl that you showed me. She did it for... Like I said, with the belt. I saw that there were other celebrities doing it. But yeah, this girl's got some merchandise stuff. I don't know if it means she's going to get a record deal or a TV show or anything like the other girl did. But, because that other girl supposedly got an actual record deal. But you should be able to make some money on this. You got to strike while the iron's hot, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can copyright that phrase.
Haley Welch, a resident of Nashville.
Yeah.
And she's selling merch now.
She is selling the merch, and I just wonder, is do you get a lawyer involved and say, hey, we need to copyright this or trademark this immediately. We've got to trademark this phrase, like when Paris Hilton tried to trademark That's Hot, and they said, no, too generic. Hawk Tua, you could absolutely trademark.
Absolutely.
There's no way that's too generic. You could trademark that. There are some slogans out there that we are literally not allowed to say on the air, because if we do, we will get sued and fined. Not just cuss words, but trademarked slogans.
No, the main one, that guy has a team like working nonstop to find people saying that.
He's probably made most of his money off of those lawsuits. I don't know that to be true.
The station out of the hall got...
Yeah, there's been people who've gotten in trouble for it. I mean, lots of people have gotten in trouble for it. So I would think that Hawk Tua is a trademarkable slogan, and she should be selling that merch. I don't know. Lazo's the idea, man. What else could she do to make money off of this, to capitalize off of it?
OnlyFans?
I'm thinking porn.
I mean, that's the... Yeah.
If she doesn't want to do that, I understand, but it is a missed opportunity. She's very pretty, and when you're famous for saying something like this, it lends itself to... A large,
she's pretty hot.
She's very pretty. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I say it like that.
Is that because it's Nashville? Yeah. She's from there, though, I guess.
Yeah, that's what the article I read said. She was from Nashville, so
that accent. Oof.
Yeah, let's just listen to her in case for
one
some people
time.
That might have been the first time that they heard this. Listen to it again.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk too and spit on that thing. You get me?
You get me? Man, she seems like a sweetheart.
Her friend's cute, too.
Yeah, they're, well, birds of a feather. I mean, it happens.
Do it together?
Exactly. There you go. There's the next shirt. Make it now. Right now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Well, that was a hell of a day.
Yeah, Monday. It's good to see you guys.
I had a lot of fun.
You got all your birthday shopping done for your oldest?
I buy him stuff along the way. Okay. Like, I hear him mention something, and I just buy it and put it in a closet.
So you ready to go?
Yeah, I've got everything.
All done? Good. Yeah. No big...
17, man.
I know. I know. He's a juvenile for 12 more months.
Yeah.
And then he's an adult.
An adult.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
He'll be in the draft and all that stuff, right? I mean, it's crazy. He can vote.
We're not letting him do either.
Just say no to it?
He can't draft and you can't vote.
No selective services for you, son.
No voting.
We protest.
Yeah.
You're, one of those religions that doesn't believe in violence.
Yeah.
So you use that. I can't believe 17. That's so crazy.
Man.
I mean, he's at an age now where, like, okay, if he asked you, if he said, hey, me and a couple buddies want to go, we're going to rent a place at the Lake of the Ozarks and go down there for the weekend. Oh, you wouldn't let him do that? Oh, okay. I'm just thinking of stuff I did, like, man, thinking about back when I was 16 and 17, we were gone a lot, and it's just hard to believe that he's at that age now where, and I know that it's a lot easier once you actually turn 18, because at 16, 17, a lot of times they won't let you rent the place.
Right,
the parents
have
to sign in for you or whatever. But we were always trying to just find places to go. We did a lot of, as we've discussed in the past, camping trips. I think that was the main thing at 16, 17.
Just go out in the woods and get hammered?
Just go out in the woods and get hammered and lose our virginity. Yeah.
To each other.
Yep.
You and Big Russ.
Yeah. Big Russ was not a part of
underneath the porcupine tree.
Yeah, Big Russ was a different group of friends, and that was under the trampoline. So,
trampoline.
Yeah. I can see where you get porcupine tree, trampoline. But yeah, those were different things.
Same thing.
Yeah. Track shorts. Right.
Good show, Hawk Tua. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free.
Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Slow. The bedroom is my squared circle, and me and you are opponents.
So, okay, a couple people have asked now, have we talked about this yet on Twitch? No, we have not talked about it yet, but I think everyone here is familiar with it. The Hawk Tua girl. Some people
say Hawk. Why can you say that?
Hawk Tui. Some people say Hawk Tui. This depends on who's talking about it.
Well, you hear her say it.
So. Yeah, we hear her say it. It was only about a month ago that I learned and shared with you guys the Looking for a Man in Finance. Remember that girl? And they turned it into a song, and she got a record deal?
Looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. Six style. Blue eyes.
Yeah.
Finance.
Brooke listens to the song now. I told her about it, and the other day she opened up Spotify and started playing, and she was like, oh. And I was like, wait a second.
Maybe she's looking for a guy in finance.
Maybe that could be it. And she goes, I like it. She's like, it's catchy. I was like, okay. That girl got a record deal. She quit her job. We were talking about, you know, how much money will she make off of this stuff? It's impossible to know. But unfortunately, I think she's kind of been pushed to the side because of the Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
Is that how she says it?
Laura Ramirez says she did the Hawk Tua to her husband last night, and he had no idea what she was talking about. But I really thought...
Oh, like said it. Okay.
Well, no, I think she did it.
Oh.
But I really thought, like, I wonder after that, how many guys got it? Yeah. I bet you the increase was...
They sent it to their girlfriends or wives and showed them, like, have you seen this meme?
Well, I don't even think they have to send it, like, because it was so popular, and then I think it just happened. Like, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, right? Yeah. It was just top of mind.
Totally.
Did you get one, Snow Cone?
No, but what? What?
What are you saying? I didn't do it right? Is that what you're saying?
We owe that girl a
because you said Hawk
National
Tui.
Like, treasure.
Some right. people are saying Hawk Tui, and it's like, okay, Slim,
right?
You're the only one saying it. That's why you ruined.
I said Hawk Tua, and then I said, but I've heard these people saying Hawk Tui.
Yeah, I heard you say it to Snow Cone, and that's why you ruined it.
What she did for men across the world the past few days, but I mean, national treasure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she's now the new meme girl.
You ruined it. You ruined sex.
I hope that this girl. That her meme status lasts longer than the guy in finance. Although I'm sure that girl's doing fine, too. How much money can the Hawk Tua girl make off of this?
By the way, you can make that the name of a band.
What, Hawk Tua?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's taken now.
It is a good name.
You know? I wonder if it's taken.
You can buy HawkTua.com.
Yeah, do that.
And I'm sure it's gone, but...
In order to get a band, don't you like have to start the... You worked in the industry. Do they have to start the band and show that they were working as a band or advertise as a band?
No, not
first?
Really.
No? It's not like a website you can go to and register your
band
name,
though. Looks like HawkTua.com is available.
Boom.
Well, why aren't we buying that?
Yeah, get that right now. That's where we should just post everything. Let's just go to HawkTua.com.
Right, because change that Lazlo.church to HawkTua.com.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that she hasn't bought it because they did say that she's selling merch and stuff like that. So this is a girl who recently went viral online after she was interviewed by this internet show, Tim and D TV, right? They go up to her. Well, here, I'll play the clip that made her famous, if I can get this to work.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that huck, too, and spit on that thing. You get me?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it took. just 7 seconds, and she's a celebrity.
I'm in love.
And one of the guys, or one of the gals that you know from wrestling, I saw a clip. I know there's been multiple celebrities that have referenced this now. But I saw one of the hot girls from wrestling, she was holding up her belt, and they said, hey, you know, congratulations, what do you do? She's like, yeah, I'm going to huck to her and spit on that thing. And then she acted like she was shining up her belt, and I was like,
whoa. Bryce Harper did it.
Who?
Bryce Harper.
What did he do?
He came up to bat, and you see him look over the dugout, and he goes, huck. I'm like,
what?
Really
he did
quick.
That?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can find a video of it.
I love it.
Well, you know, like you said, she's an American treasure now. A lot of people owe her a debt of gratitude. And
Missy Elliott did it?
Seriously. She,
oh, really? I guess a lot of celebrities have already gotten on this bandwagon. I only saw... I had Liv Morgan was the
wrestler. She's the one I told you I liked.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the same girl that you showed me. She did it for... Like I said, with the belt. I saw that there were other celebrities doing it. But yeah, this girl's got some merchandise stuff. I don't know if it means she's going to get a record deal or a TV show or anything like the other girl did. But, because that other girl supposedly got an actual record deal. But you should be able to make some money on this. You got to strike while the iron's hot, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can copyright that phrase.
Haley
for
Welch, a resident of Nashville.
Yeah.
And she's selling merch now.
She is selling the merch. Yeah. And I just wonder, is... do you get a lawyer involved and say, hey, we need to copyright this or trademark this immediately? We've got to trademark this phrase. Like when Paris Hilton tried to trademark That's Hot, and they said, no, too generic. Huck Tua, you could absolutely trademark.
Absolutely.
There's no way that's too generic. You could trademark that. There are some slogans out there that we are literally not allowed to say on the air, because if we do, we will get sued and fined. Not just cuss words, but trademarked slogans.
No, the main one, that guy has a team like working nonstop to find people saying that.
He's probably made most of his money off of those lawsuits. I don't know that to be true.
The Station
down
the Hall got...
Yeah, there's been people who've gotten in trouble for it. I mean, lots of people have gotten in trouble for it. So I would think that Huck Tua is a trademarkable slogan, and she should be selling that merch. I don't know, Laszlo's the idea, man. What else could she do to make money off of this, to capitalize off of it?
OnlyFans?
I'm thinking porn.
I mean, that's the...
That, if she doesn't want to do that, I understand, but it is a missed opportunity. She's very pretty, and when you're famous for saying something like this, it lends itself to a large...
She's pretty hot.
She's very pretty, yeah. I mean, I don't know why I say it like that.
Is that because it's Nashville? Yeah. She's from there, though, I guess.
Yeah, that's what the article I read said. She was from Nashville, so...
And that accent, oof.
Yeah, let's just listen to her in case... For some people, that might have been the first time that they heard this. Let's just listen to it again.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that huck, too, and spit on that thing. You get me?
You get me? Man, she seems like a sweetheart.
Her friend's cute, too.
Yeah, they're, well, birds of a feather. I mean, it happens.
Do it together?
Exactly. There you go. There's the next shirt. Make it now. Right now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Well, that was a hell of a day.
Yeah, Monday. It's good to see you guys.
I had a lot of fun.
You got all your birthday shopping done for your oldest?
I buy him stuff along the way. Okay. Like I hear him mention something, and I just buy it and put it in a closet.
So you ready to go?
Yeah, I've got everything.
All done? Good. Yeah. No big...
17, man.
I know. I know. He's a juvenile for 12 more months.
Yeah.
And then he's an adult.
An adult.
Yeah.
Hard to
He'll
believe.
He'll be in the draft and all that stuff, right? I mean, it's crazy. He can vote.
We're not letting him do either.
Just say no to it?
He can't draft and you can't vote.
No selective services for you, son.
No voting.
We protest.
Yeah.
You're, one of those religions that doesn't believe in violence.
Yeah.
So you use that. Can't believe 17. That's so crazy.
Man.
I mean, he's at an age now where, like, okay, if he asked you, if he said, hey, me and a couple buddies want to go, we're going to rent a place at the Lake of the Ozarks and go down there for the weekend. Oh, you wouldn't let him do that? Oh, okay. I'm just thinking of stuff I did. Like, man, thinking about back when I was 16 and 17, we were gone a lot, and it's just hard to believe that he's at that age now and I know that it's... It's a lot easier once you actually turn 18, because at 16, 17, a lot of times they won't let you rent the place.
Right,
the parents
have
to sign in for you or whatever. But we were always trying to just find places to go. We did a lot of, as we've discussed in the past, camping trips. I think that was the main thing at 16, 17.
Just go out in the woods and get hammered?
Just go out in the woods and get hammered and lose our virginity. Yeah.
To each other?
Yep.
You and Big Russ?
Yeah. Big Russ was not a part of
that. Underneath the porcupine tree?
Yeah, Big Russ was a different group of friends, and that was under the trampoline. So.
Tree.
Trampoline. Yeah, I can see where you get porcupine tree, trampoline. But yeah, those are different things.
Same thing.
Yeah, track shorts. Right.
Good show, Hawk Tua. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.